brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Lynn Horowitz coming up to talk about how AIDS and many other bioweapons, HIV, have been engineered. Jeremiah Wright brought up his best-selling book. The Press Club a few days ago, and the media is acting like it's a wild-eyed conspiracy theory. So we thought we'd do an hour on how they're hitting you with bioweapons. Because the government loves you. They're your good friend. But Jason Burmes heard part of the BBC debate. I want Watson, who recorded it, to do an analysis of it. I mean, what were other points from what you heard? I mean, I was there. And just the 5-1 thing and how they would make a statement and then fade me down so I couldn't counter. But it didn't matter. The calls they took, people were calling and agreeing with me. In fact, I hadn't gotten to Building 7 yet, how BBC reported that it had fallen exactly as it fell 25 minutes before, and how their own presenter believes that it may be a conspiracy. And it's the same thing, like, before Lee Harvey Oswald had been arrested, before his name had been released, they got it a few hours off in New Zealand and Australia and Thailand, and it was on the paper that Lee Harvey Oswald done it. Case closed, folks. The government screws up on time zones. Their operatives screw up because they keep these operations very small. They got a lot of work and a lot of things to do, and their minions make mistakes. That's why this is a big deal. And, boy, you could even hear the host going, it is very strange. I have a feeling. You could tell that some of the humanity was coming out, but not that guy from New York. Well, he sounded just like... just totally disgusting.
Well, he still thinks that Oswald is the lone shooter, and it's kind of funny that you mentioned that paper that reported him as the killer prior to the assassination, because our good friend Jonathan over at We Are Change Colorado actually got that from eBay a few years back. So he has that cover. I've seen it. It's pretty wild, folks. But yeah, I mean, if you look at what Wyke said, he said, well, you know, this building, everybody knew it was going to collapse. That's why they put this collapse zone around the building. No, they put the collapse zone there because they knew they were bringing the building down. A few people knew. Now, we're not saying the firefighters did this. Obviously, the New York Fire Department didn't go in there on that morning and rig the building up for demolition. But because we only have a few specialized controlled demolition.
But how would the government get in there? The government leased the entire building. CIA, Defense Intelligence.
Well, let's look at what's in there. First of all, we have the largest Secret Service office in the world. Think about that, folks. The people that are in charge of protecting the president and the upper echelons of the administration, the shadow government, that's the Secret Service. And why is their largest field office in New York City? Because Manhattan is the business capital of the world. Then you have the largest CIA base outside of Virginia there. Okay, it doesn't stop there. Then you have the Office of Emergency Management, which was literally built to be able to suffer through a 20-year storm. It was bomb-proof.
The building had another superstructure built inside. It was built like an armored compound.
And it was hooked into the Pentagon 24/7. It also had blueprints of every single building in New York City in it. So these people are constantly wired to the Pentagon. They have blueprints of the entire city. This is their Office of Emergency Management.
They clearly ran the attacks from there. Then they blew up the evidence.
Well, they did something there, and they wanted something gone. I mean, when you have the Department of Defense, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Internal Revenue Services, all is almost like side ops there, not even the main ops. And then you know that the CIA had other intelligence offices in World Trade Center 1 and 2. Folks, do you think that the government is going to let a private corporation run security there? No, Kroll is obviously an intelligence front.
Yeah, Marvin Bush.
Marvin Bush of Securicom and Stratasec. I mean, you look at who's running.
And then his mommy writes a book about how he was there running security.
Yeah.
It was his last day at work, the contract ended. They've been in the contracts when they blow it up.
It's unbelievable. And when you look at who Kroll had the foresight to hire as the head of World Trade Center security right before the attacks, they hired John O'Neill, who had his investigations into bin Laden and others stifled. He quits the FBI in protest, and they move him in like 1 or 2 days before the attacks, and he's killed, Alex. Case closed. I mean, they silence a guy that's going to go public after 9/11, so he can't.
And by the way, there was another Secret Service agent shooting his mouth off. He's found he was dead in Building 7, and firefighters report they'd opened doors in the buildings. There were dead bodies all over. Whoever they wanted to kill, they just took, capped in the head, and blew the buildings.
But according to the BBC yesterday, nobody died in Building 7. Mainline reports they found bodies in Building 7, folks.
But they said, I'm a liar. Doesn't matter. We'll be right back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members, if you haven't read things and you can't... Yeah, and based on this Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, one of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Lynn Horowitz holds multiple medical degrees, including one from Harvard. He's a best-selling author, documentary filmmaker, alternative health specialist. The list just goes on and on. A guest for many years in the last 12, 13 years on this show. And he really doesn't need any introduction past that. We'll plug a lot of his websites today. the amount of evidence that HIV and many other soft kill type autoimmune viruses have been produced, that so many other cancer viruses, you name it, are put in the vaccines by design, sterilization hormones added to tetanus, the list goes on and on. And so with this massive area of knowledge, I would ask him, I know he's gone over this millions of times, and so he tends to just skim over it quickly, but to really drill down on the 50 minutes we have with him and to break down the Rockefellers, the history of bioweapons, how they funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the eugenics, how they're carrying out this operation, the HIV, the AIDS, for people out there that don't know, because we have so many M&M affiliates, so many listeners all the time. This is not just a rumor. This is a fact. And he is one of the people that's gone out and done the primary core research, and we're indebted to him for doing that. And regardless of what you think of Jeremiah Wright, he is right on this subject. And there is an awakening to this now because people have learned how many bad things have been done to us. And this really goes to the core of the whole New World Order mindset of playing God and doing this. And Dr. Horowitz, of course, believes their operations, and I believe it too, killed his mother. We've gone from 1 in 33 with cancer to 1 in 3. Just everything. It's just genetic engineering, killing all the rats it's fed to. They still give us the food to eat. Just pandemics are upon us. The plagues are upon us. The media just whitewashes it. The local doctors are compartmentalized. Dr. Horowitz, it's great to have you on with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, Alex.
First off, fire out websites, contact points, how people get your books that cover this, and then please get into the facts for people.
Well, the website is drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz.com. That's my official website. We've got links to probably about three dozen websites now that we've been involved in trying to educate the public regarding exactly what you do so brilliantly, the New World Order, the manipulation of the population by the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. My most recent documentary film, and I give it to you to just make as many copies for free and give them out to everybody as possible. It's called In Lies We Trust. It's on Google now for free. The whole thing is 2.5 hours. It's on YouTube in 16 segments. In Lies We Trust is really what Reverend Wright was also referring to when he cited the documentation that proves Saddam Hussein had sent to him, shipped to him from the American Type Culture Collection in the United States, the biological weapons he used against his own people. So that this is the a great source for educating the public. It's called In Lies We Trust. You can go to inlieswetrust.com, or like I said, you can go to drlenhorowitz.com and then connect via that website to all of our websites.
Let's start at the beginning with an abbreviated breakdown of their mindset, who they are, the last 100 years of hundreds of millions murdered by these people, and then how they even run the hospitals to then make the profits off of it. Break that down, and then let's get specifically into HIV.
Well, I think you're very wise to look at history. Otherwise, the history repeats itself and the genocide operations continue. You know, I think for this history of HIV and the eugenics and genetics movement and the manipulation of the viruses in laboratories, you have to go back. I think the furthest you want to go back probably is the Rothschild cartel, the banking cartel of Europe that funded the Rockefellers, and there's a lot of evidence coming out more all the time that these people are linkages. There's blood linkages to the old European banksters, the Rothschild family, the Rockefellers, the royalty of Europe, and that ultimately it was the Rockefeller family that started the genetics industry in the United States and largely centered at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratories and Rockefeller University was the funding of genetics, or it was originally called eugenics, the scientific investigation of genetic differences between the races that included the genetic predispositions for diseases between the races so that you could develop ethnic weapons. And that was funded by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, ultimately the Bush family. Prescott Bush was a main player. The Whitneys, the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts, These people were extremely concerned about burgeoning populations, immigrant populations having popular uprisings and labor revolts that would shake their status quo. So they were developing technologies to control populations way back even in the early 1900s. And I know most people find that hard to believe, but this is extremely well-documented history and science. And then you have to look at, I did a book a couple years ago called DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, in which I laid out the science, the most advancing science in the field of electrogenetics, and then showed that George Soros, money manager for exactly who we're talking about, 99 of the wealthiest families on the planet, literally privatized the Human Genome Project and is now patenting all of the major genetic sequences that have to do with anything about, you know, manipulation of the population.
And it's now admitted that for 35 years everybody at birth has their blood taken. Now Homeland Security says they own it. They admit that they're doing all of this. The head of Cold Springs Harbor, formerly the Eugenics Records Office, Dr. Watson, who discovered the double helix, just said black people weren't human and had to step down. So another example of how they're everywhere.
Exactly. You know, and you've been at the forefront of heralding these realities, tragedies. But, you know, I think now we're starting to see it. More and more people like Reverend Wright are truth tellers because of the work that we've been doing, you know?
Absolutely. Please continue.
Well, so that, you know, you now take, you go back to 1968 with HIV/AIDS, and you see in the congressional record that George H.W. Bush, before he was CIA director, was congressman in Texas, stood up before the United States Congress right beside his father, Prescott Bush's best friend, William Draper III. These were two of the premier eugenicists funding Cold Spring Harbor eugenics programs. And William Draper III and George H.W. Bush pleaded to the United States Congress that we have to put a stop to burgeoning third world populations, particularly the African populations. It was considered a major U.S. national security and economic threat. So literally in 1968, you can go into the congressional record like we did, and you could pull the speech that George H.W. Bush gave that called for massive third world depopulation.
And all of that is repeated in State Department Memorandum 200 by Kissinger just 5 years later.
Exactly. Well, actually, there was 5 years approximately later that report started. Kissinger's National Security Memorandum 200, which is extremely important, along with National Security Memorandum 42 that specifically targeted black people. But and that was a part of the COINTELPRO and the FBI manipulations. But the critical time in history in the White House that HIV/AIDS was actually selected as an option by Kissinger was when he took over as National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon and almost immediately ordered Melvin Laird to do a reassessment of America's biological weapons capabilities. And that at the time, the president's appointee over American industry in the Nixon White House, who was thought to be given the post that he gave ultimately to Kissinger, was Roy Ash. Today, if you do your research, you'll find that Roy Ash is one of the premier fundraisers for the Republican Party. Roy Ash was President Nixon's appointee to run American industry. And he was considered in the post for National Security Advisor, overseeing CIA, FBI, and foreign policy that was given to Kissinger. But Kissinger, who is Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller's protege, and
yeah, he's got that special Rockefeller-funded PhD that only one person gets a year.
Right, and the reason why we have nuclear weapons deployed around the face of the planet, as well as biological weapons now, hideous like HIV/AIDS and others, is because it was the Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller, that appointed Henry Kissinger to run the Council on Foreign Relations Nuclear Weapons Study Group. And then published in the Council on Foreign Relations journal called Foreign Affairs, the most politically esteemed journal, the need to deploy strategic nuclear weapons around Europe and elsewhere.
Stay there, so, Dr. Lynn Horowitz is our guest in wisewetrust.com. Stay there. I want to come right back and continue walking down this line. Now, this is what they admit They admit they want to kill us, especially black people.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
We don't
All right, this is a short segment. Let's move fast with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Please continue with the history of this, and then I want to talk about the anthrax attacks, how you got an FBI visit, just how serious this is, and the risk you and I and others are taking. We appreciate your bravery, Dr. Horowitz, because you really are a trailblazer on this issue and many others. Please continue with where you left off with Kissinger.
Well, thank you, Alex. Yes, the National Security Advisor post overseeing CIA, FBI, and foreign policy was vital for the Rockefeller influence throughout, really, the geopolitics. And Kissinger was the man, and that he selected the option within a couple weeks of him taking office in that post. He selected the option to develop immune-ravaging viruses for germ warfare. And he had actually asked Admiral Zumwalt of the Navy to do a reassessment of America's biological weapons capabilities. The reassessment came in when he selected the option. He designated this man, Roy Ash's company, as kind of like the company that was to receive the $2 million a year for the 1969-70 appropriations for the United States Defense Department's development of synthetic biological agents for germ warfare. And so you've got obviously heavily incriminating evidence that there's a political agenda to kill massive amounts of people through weapons of mass destruction, biological weapons of mass destruction, just as he's entering office. The links, obviously, between Rockefeller and Nixon are historically very clear.
Well, I mean, Kissinger says in Memorandum 200, he says we're going to use food warfare, we're going to arm sides to kill each other, and we're going to pay countries to have one-child policies, and then we know that China publicly accepted that.
Well, again, I look at the whole global chessboard as a manipulative game, you know. So there's no question about it. In Lies We Trust, and in my publications, I show that, for example, during the height of the Cold War, we were shipping our National Cancer Institute researchers, including Dr. Robert Gallo, who was credited with the discovery of HIV-AIDS back in 1984, when in fact he was overseeing their development back in the late 60s, early 70s, as project officer for the National Cancer Institute, overseeing Litton Bionetics. That's Roy Ash's major military weapons contracting firm called Litton Industries, had the biological weapons contractor component called Bionetics Research Labs.
And wasn't that just used as a front clearinghouse for other bioweapons programs being carried out by other big companies?
Yes, that's exactly. It was an inside game. You know, the good old boys were making money during this military weapons buildup in biological weaponry. And that the Roy Ash's medical subsidiary, Bionetics, not only developed these immune system ravaging viruses for germ warfare and population control, they also held the contract to completely administer the National Cancer Institute. They ran all the programs. They paid all the employees. They administered all the money, all the programs going through the National Cancer Institute at the time that it took over Fort Detrick, Maryland. That was America's premier biological weapons testing center that Nixon came in and said, we're now turning swords into plowshares by making this the new home of the National Cancer Institute.
Using the Cancer Institute as the front, but going back 80 years before, the Rockefellers were obsessed with cancer and how to spread it as well. I've seen the documents on that. Real bastards.
And incredible. To the level that, I mean, we've got the documentation. Can you imagine taking leukemia viruses and recombining them with influenza viruses so that you can spread cancer like a flu?
And then still most Americans don't know that most cancer is viral and that they brought this to us. But the proof's in the pudding. 1 in 3 getting cancer from 1 in 33? My God, Doc, they really are hitting us hard.
They are, and again, many of those viruses that they were injecting with into populations, human populations from various species, Epstein-Barr virus, that's a cancer trigger. It's an immune-compromising cancer trigger and chronic fatigue trigger. That's heavily involved in contamination of vaccinations.
Exactly, so, folks. The chronic fatigue is these bioweapon soft kills hitting you, and then your body finally gives up and lets it replicate. And there's no doubt about all this. These are some sick freaks.
And you see that the chemtrails and the pollution and the contamination of the water and the food and the air, it's all part of what's called the Russian biological cocktail method. I suppose it's called that because the Americans likely invented it. The reality is that what you just said is so true. Once your immune system gives way to the chemicals, then these biologicals, these viral agents, can kick in and deliver the knockout punch.
Meanwhile, they've done the research for 100 years. They have the treatments and cures for themselves. And you'll always read about how these elitists now live out in the country. They're obsessed with everything being purified, no GMO, while they own the companies forcing GMO on us. Stay there, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I want to continue this. Listen to me, police officers. You have been implanted with cancer viruses. The government isn't your friend. Be right back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
That's the first time I've heard that ad. Here I am getting Dr. Horowitz on. I had no idea it was advertised on the network. I think that was his voice I was just hearing. Small world. I want everybody listening to me to understand something. I made a film about the endgame, about the global system, their architecture, their driving force, their idea. And you can argue all day who runs it, who's at the top of it. But there's no debate what they're doing. There's no debate that Ted Turner's come out and said we need a one-child policy, taxes on you if you have more than one kid. I told you they were going to do that. He calls us useless eaters, useless feeders. Professors give speeches saying 90% of us need to die now, and they get standing ovations. I mean, for 3 minutes, people just cheering and praising. They love death. And a lot of good old boys out there saying, good, there are too many blacks chilling with bioweapons. I want to be clear, in my neighborhood where I previously lived, in 1 year, in just one street, 2 3-year-olds died of leukemia. There are young people everywhere getting Alzheimer's when they're 35, dying of cancer when they're 20. Last year they reported a 6-fold increase in women's lung cancer and said it was smoking, but smoking's been down for 20 years. And you turn out that there's viruses, quote, that accidentally infected vaccines that cause lung cancer. you go from 1 in 25,000 20 years ago getting autism, now 125 2 years ago, last year 1 in 87. And don't tell me it's over-reporting, because I take my kids to see a movie like Ratatouille, and there's two rows of kids in wheelchairs who are autistic. You know, it's just, it's the schools, huge facilities in every public school for these poor children. It's just hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen, and my God, I can't believe they're hitting us so hard. Dr. Horowitz, continuing with their program, their plan, with the HIV, and that from the evidence I have and from reading, it is really just a cover term for a whole family of these. And your film, In Lies We Trust, also gets into the monkeys, how they took bioweapon experiment monkeys and made the vaccines. And they have the, you know, famous inventors of vaccines admitting it. I mean, it's so admitted. I want people to realize, driving around in their cars, that I mean, most of you have already been implanted with something that's going to kill you, and it's designed, like Logan's Run, to kick in later in life. It's really a malfunction when it kills you when you're young. Or do you disagree with any of those statements, Dr. Horowitz?
No, you're absolutely right, Alex. And, you know, the OxySilver commercial that we just heard, that's another great example. NASA scientists developed this type of a product 20 years ago to keep astronauts healthy. It's a silver hydrosol. It's not a colloidal silver. It has nothing to do with colloidal silver. It is a totally amazingly advanced product that was developed by the government to protect astronauts in space, where hydration levels are vitally important, as well as the whole concept of infectious disease control in space, and that they suppress this. I can tell you something, that this product currently sells for $800 for an 8-ounce bottle from these drug industrialists. And so what we've been blessed with now is the opportunity to get this protection out to humanity, and the product is called OxySilver. People should go to online OxySilver.com and check it out, because when you realize the science of the suppression, that it's hideous, this tragedy of genocidal.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's so many other things, like One Fish Oil Company's gone out and gotten FDA approval, and then they sell a $10 bottle for $300. It's just so amazing what they do. So I mean, getting back to this, I mean, there's so many facets. Give people the bottom line on this.
Well, the concept is, again, you can easily kill HIV. You can kill all of these infectious diseases. Humanity does not need to suffer like this. And that these drug industrialists and the political puppets whose strings they pull with their special interest donations ultimately are causing genocide. And this is what Reverend Wright was talking about. The genocide is strictly defined in Webster's Dictionary as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. And if you look at the way American culture today has evolved, largely because of the drug industrialists, the most powerful political lobby, we're all popping magic pills and then expecting all these side effects. In other words, they've created not a human, but a totally diseased population.
Give us the bottom line on Gardasil. They admit it doesn't cover you for the virus. They admit it doesn't help it. If you have the common virus, then it gives you a 45% increase in actually getting the cancer. Their own insert says that. It's a live virus. It's killed a bunch of people. It's Merck, the same people involved in bioweapons programs.
Yes. Can we trust the Merck company to give us anything better than Vioxx? That's what has killed and maimed millions of people. They pulled it off the market last week in the headline news. It showed that the government malfeasance and officials were involved in this genocide.
And by the way, they knew that it was bad. They also know that the human papillomavirus, Gardasil, is bad. But by paying off Governor Perry, when a state governor, and you're a doctor, you can talk about this, when a state governor orders a health department to make it, quote, mandatory, which it really isn't, it's just color of law, it's, quote, recommended, then federal law kicks in to give them total liability protection. They know. I mean, tell us about Gardasil.
Again, it's exactly as you say. It's a cancer trigger. That's all this is doing. Again, when you think about...
The insert says it!
Yeah. I mean, again, this is ridiculous. And all it is the mainstream media is being a mouthpiece for British Secret Service and Central Intelligence that's operating as the Gestapo on behalf of the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. The pharmaceuticals are the grossest genocidal scam, and modern medicine is nothing but virtual Manchurian candidates gathered together to usher people into the modern concentration camps called hospitals.
Now, you know, just going back here to the Gardasil, they always have sick jokes in the terms they use, one less. Oh, it's one less who have the cancer, but they mean something else by one less. It's, you know what, let's skip ahead to the end and then go back over some more details and talk about the book that Dr. Wright was talking about that people can get, the latest edition from you, and I recommend they do, Dr. Horowitz. Skipping ahead from their own documents that you've researched, that I've researched, and I know I can concur with the info you brought out because I've researched it myself, very credible. What is their end game? In their perfect world, if they're able to carry all these plans out, we know AIDS is just a test of stronger systems. We know they're openly writing policy papers about releasing airborne Ebola. What do we do? A souped up hyper Ebola and other nasties. What do we do? You know, billions spent. Well, now Bush says $6 billion for BioShield, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs, super hyper weapons. You know, mouse pox turned into human pox, kills 99.9%. I mean, this is hellish. I see them staging more terror attacks, getting us herded into cities, getting the police state in place, as they say they will, and then releasing mass plagues and killing 80-plus percent of us, Dr. Horowitz.
Well, there's no question that the depopulation agenda is currently targeting at least half, if not two-thirds, of the world's population to be eliminated. And so the question becomes is, if you have ears to hear this kind of truth and take the precautionary steps needed to reduce your risks, and that takes lifestyle changes. You've got to detox, deacidify, that is, alkalize your body chemistry, utilizing products that oxygenate, that deliver the kind of silver hydrosol protection that we're now talking about. We're looking at bioenergetics, everything from hands-on healing and prayer, because this is really ultimately spiritual warfare. The protection that Reverend Wright was talking about, he serves the creator, the boss. It's the same protector. And really what it comes down to, if you look at
people
like
Mother Teresa. Well, let me stop
like
you. I mean, you've got a medical degree from Harvard. You're not playing games here. All the major studies show that prayer works. And then the psychologists say, well, because you believe. Regardless, it works.
Well, look at placebo and look at nocebo. If you could take a room full of 100 healthy people and tell them, walk in with your white lab coat and stethoscope and say to them, you're dying of HIV/AIDS, and have the opposite of placebo, which cures people who are terminally ill, 30% of them, by that belief. Likewise, you can point a finger at somebody, a group of 100 people, say you're dying of cancer, and have the 30% of that room dead exactly when you say they're going to die.
And then have the treatment is what actually kills them.
Yes, and make money from it, profiteering off of humanity's suffering. That is the genocidal game of the drug industry.
Well, I want to be clear. We've had medical doctors on. We've had women on who almost died and read the AP report where they did die from it within days of it being approved last year, and now it's just massive numbers. It says in the handout that this increases cancer risk if you already have the virus, which about half of adult women have. And about 15% of children have, you know, it's just the basic wart. It's everywhere. It's in the dirt. It's in the air. I mean, they admit it's a cancer trigger in their own handout, Doc.
It's the cancer solution. The cancer trigger is a cancer solution for population. That's what this is. All this is an intoxication agenda where they're intoxicating humanity with these pathogens, both chemical and biologicals, which ultimately is reducing the population most profitably and covertly.
Our precious women. Boy, they really go after the women.
Well, you know, it's again, they're going after anybody that doesn't have a common sense and the time to research and read.
God, they're bastards. How can the public not wake up when 1 in 3 are dying of cancer now from 1 in 33 official government numbers?
Well, I think that the public, I mean, like you take a look at even CNN, Larry King a couple weeks ago when the final government admission, and that was a whole a spin. The whole propaganda that came out with the vaccines are inducing the autistic spectrum disorder through the mercury toxicity, and the final government admission that just came out, well, the Pauling family were shills. They were sent. This whole thing was a public relations campaign, in essence, to do exactly what mainstream media is currently doing on prime time with the advertisements. They're saying, well, pop these magic pills to cure every ill, and don't be surprised, and it's normal life to have all these side effects and diseases develop as a result of taking the pharmaceutical.
Yeah, they're making it celebrity, kind of cool to have an autistic kid.
Yeah, and to have an, this is what they're doing. They're changing the culture.
Yeah, the culture is we're supposed
to engineering.
Hey, exactly. Hey, 5-year-olds are supposed to die of brain tumors and leukemia.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Hey, you're supposed to. It's cool. It's fun.
It's normal. Exactly right. And so that's the absolute insanity of this and tragedy of it.
Now, to be clear, your average doctor, though, is compartmentalized. They're told what to do. The HMO now on computers tells them what treatment to do. They mean well, and that's why this evil continues, because they're compartmentalized and can't believe they're part of a huge eugenics operation.
I would go a step further. I would say that they're absolutely mind-controlled. They're Manchurian candidates. They're inducing the destruction, decimation of the population because they go through medical education, which is a hazing process. I went through it. I'll tell you, it is trauma-based education where fear and stress to the max, and ultimately what you have are all the elements of cult indoctrination.
Just like the military, 18-hour days, being yelled at, having nurses bossing you around, exactly, and then you're so happy to get that degree, and now you get to peck on people.
Right, and then continuing medical education, all bought and paid for by the drug industrialists, and then what you do is like they're showing you. This was in the news a couple weeks ago. The advertisements on television are getting the patients to come into the doctor's offices to demand the drugs. And so this is all about a drug cult.
Well, I'll see ads about, hey, want to be able to play golf for 8 hours and not urinate? Take this. It causes heart attacks, brain tumors, death, dizziness, teeth fall out, bleeding. Or hey, you got restless legs? Don't go for a walk. Take this. It'll make you a psychopathic killer and a compulsive gambler and a sex maniac. I mean, it's a joke.
You know, it's a total sick cult, and more people are waking up to it. My point is that 83% of the people that watched the segment on CNN with Larry King wrote in and said now they believe that the government has been covering up about the risks of vaccinations.
Amazing. Now, your mother, you believe, died from a vaccination. I know some people that have died from it. But shifting gears, Crohn's disease, I've seen all these studies, government-admitted studies, and you were a trailblazer on this, that they find the measles injection, the smallpox injection, a whole host of shots, they find the viruses in the gut that are from the vaccine. And now Crohn's disease that was unknown 50 years ago, I got somebody in my office who almost died and almost died a few years ago from this.
It's really important to tell people how this happens. Here's exactly what's taking place with Crohn's disease and all of the autoimmune diseases. When you get injected with foreign proteins and bacteria from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, etc., those proteins, non-human, land on your own.
Let me stop you.
Protein.
Also, they admit that they're full of other viruses from the growing of it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so when you get injected and your children get injected with this, those proteins land on your own human proteins and it forms what's called in science and medicine an antigenic complex that your white blood cell bodyguards recognize the entire complex, including your own proteins, as foreign. And it begins to attack and destroy you,
not just
the germs.
It's just like poison ivy. Poison ivy, the juice from the plant, or poison oak, or sumac, your body then sees it and attacks itself. That's basically what's happening with Crohn's, sir?
Yes, all of the autoimmune diseases. Here's the short list of the new plagues brought on by the vaccines. Chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, as you mentioned, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré that my mother died from, Stephen Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, and many others.
And then meanwhile, the Rockefellers, who own all the major oil companies in the U.S. and basically the banks and everything else, the Federal Reserve, they are strategically large owners of hospital and cancer research divisions making money. You work your whole life, they kill you with a bioweapon, and then they suck all your money out of you at the end.
Yeah, and they've got an army of medical deities that have no clue about the science about which we speak.
And I guess when all of us have cancer, they'll just have SWAT teams running around machine gunning us if we argue while the cops are dying. I just can't understand it. I just can't understand it.
Well, you know, the other thing is kind of like I have a spiritual take on all of this, and I look at this whole thing as an evolution, you know, good versus evil. How far will evil go to undermine good and God?
I just can't believe that police and FBI and others see you and I as the enemy. You've been visited by the FBI before.
I've had the Secret Service
visit me, threats, everything else. And all because we have their public documents how they're killing us. We want them to stop.
Well, that was, the tragedy after the anthrax mailings when the FBI...
Stay there. Yeah, you pointed out it was the government, so they came after you. Stay there. Dr. Lynn Horowitz, amazing guest. So many websites, so many books, so many videos. In Lies We Trust, the new video. Buy the DVD from him. You know, just like my films are free on the web, if you can afford it, buy the DVD. It's high quality. Make copies from that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is it getting better?
Or do you feel the same?
Even mainstream television admits now it was super U.S. government. Ultra-bioweapons grade, U.S. patented, coated in bentonite at the microscopic level. Miniaturized super spores. You said one love. British can't even make it that good. Israelis can't make it that good. Russians can't make it that good. When it's one need. There was even a congressional funding of how to mail anthrax to the mail, and then all the Bush's enemies, including the head editor who sent PIs out with cameras to follow the Bush daughters and caught them falling down drunk, he got mailed the first letter and died. Super bioweapon, you know, super weaponized grade. And then his enemies in Congress get it, and Dr. Horowitz comes out and exposes that, so the FBI comes to his house. Tell us about that, Doc.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I went to the FBI 1 week before the first mailing was announced in the press. I said, you guys better get on the stick. You've got a major anthrax scam unfolding. At Bayer Corporation, which literally is connected to BASF and hoax and the people that created IG Farben way back in the Hitler's time, they were at the center of this anthrax mailing investigation. And I went to the FBI. And I said, you guys better get on a stick. And they never listened to me until about 6 months later. They came back to me in the spring. This was long after, you know, it was September 28, 2001, when I went to see them. The first press report was October 8th or thereabout. And they finally came to me in the spring and said, we think that you're a suspect. We want to interrogate you as a suspect. And so they spent 2 days interrogating me at my place in Idaho, after which point I kept trying to, you know, naively think that they were going to really begin to look at the multinational corporation.
No, they were there to protect Bayer. Again, Bayer's been convicted. It's admitted for a decade. They knowingly shipped out millions of ampules of Factor VIII that had HIV and hepatitis in every shot. And the documents came out. MSNBC News reported it. Pap Antonio won the suit. And they said, it was their internal documents saying, we know it has HIV, ship it out. But it isn't that they didn't care. They do care. They want to kill you. Bayer was the top Nazi company, Dr. Horowitz, as you know.
That's exactly right. Extremely good point, eloquently stated. The reality is that Bayer is heavily implicated in genocide. And so I went knowing that I saw this whole thing unfolding on the mainstream media. You had Peter Jennings on the ABC News come out and say the Wednesday before, tomorrow we're going to cover anthrax. We're going through your fears one by one, day by day. Good night. That was 2 weeks after September 11th. I said, man, oh, man, I got to watch this. And having basically researched for 3 years anthrax, I saw the scam unfolding. So rather than track what I was saying to the people that caused this, and they created this particular strain at the Battelle Memorial Institute, West Jefferson, Ohio. The CIA's project was called Clear Vision. Pentagon officials called it Project Jefferson. It was the development of these, exactly as you say, a never-before-seen, hyper-concentrated, electromagnetized, silica-based anthrax that would spread far better, carry and kill far better than anything anyone had ever seen on planet Earth. Yeah. Only at Battelle, under the direction of William Patrick III and the Russian defector Ken Alabakov, did the CIA produce this germ. It was a slam dunk, and they basically came after me as one of the suspects.
Dr. Horowitz, I know you've got to jump, but we've got a one-minute break. I want to come back and finish up for 3 minutes on the other side. Do you have the time?
Sure.
Okay, stay there. Then we've got Richard C. Cook, former government analyst, real expert on the economy, in a two-hour interview. He's going to break down exactly what we're facing financially. I got to have Dr. Horowitz up in the near future for a full 2 hours. We really appreciate him coming on with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. It is